growing up in the 70s and 80s and the activity of the radical right, the NF at that time, and people who associated themselves with the ideas of those political groups were still a threat to people's lives. It was, for me, very much part of British life and black British life at the time, with, say, No Woman, No Cry, where you're attracted to find out what's sitting inside the teardrops. You see the face of Stephen Lawrence with the associations of his, you know, his brutal killing. There may not have been many images of Doreen Lawrence crying, but for me, that's what I retained at that time, that there were quite strong images of her tears coming down her face, and that there was, what I could see on TV, a extremely deeply felt upset at the loss of her son. It was a very profound image of somebody in intense grief.